From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A choppy North Carolina surf this morning as Hurricane Earl moves closer to the mid-Atlantic coast. Earl is downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane, but it's still powerful. Forecasters say it could swipe the coast tomorrow. North Carolina's Ocracoke Island is being evacuated, and officials are making preparations all the way along the coast to New England. President Obama says the U.S. combat role in Iraq is over after more than 7 years, and it's time for a focus on life at home.
Our most urgent task is to restore our economy and put the millions of Americans who've lost their jobs back to work.
That's the president in his Oval Office address last night. Even with domestic concerns at the forefront, he also says the U.S. must continue to pursue its long and increasingly controversial military campaign in Afghanistan. Tony Blair is putting out a memoir, and he's been doing interviews in which he expresses anguish over the Iraq War. President Obama is turning his attention to the Middle East peace process today, hosting Israeli and Palestinian leaders at the White House. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, they're in Washington to relaunch their first direct talks in 2 years.
It took the administration 20 months to get the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to sit down face-to-face, so officials are not raising expectations about the talks this week. The goal, they say, is to get Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas into a regular rhythm of meetings and to try to reach a peace deal within a year. President Obama is to meet with both men today before hosting a dinner that will also include Jordan's King Abdullah, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who represents a diplomatic grouping known as the Quartet. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is conceding the whisker-close Republican U.S. Senate primary in Alaska. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports Murkowski's exit makes her challenger Joe Miller the GOP candidate in the November election. Miller's backers include the Tea Party Express and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, a political adversary of the established Murkowski family.
After the August 24th primary, Joe Miller led Murkowski by about 1,500 votes. 10,000 absentee and question ballots narrowed that margin only slightly. At her campaign headquarters in Anchorage, Murkowski said even though there were more ballots to count, it was time to step out of the race.
I don't see a scenario where the primary will turn out in my favor.
Joe Miller will now face Democrat Scott McAdams in the general election in November. McAdams is mayor of the small town of Sitka in southeast Alaska. He wasn't widely known around the state until last week. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Plastic carry-out bags in supermarkets, drug, and convenience stores will not be banned across California after all. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports opponents of a proposed statewide ban have successfully mustered an 11th-hour lobbying effort in the state legislature.
California would have become the first state to ban plastic bags. Supporters of the bill charged the bags had become a major environmental problem and wanted to phase them out. Opponents of the measure countered, paper would add to the overhead of retailers and eliminate jobs at companies that produced plastic products. Defeat in the legislature doesn't mean the issue is resolved. Some local governments in California have passed measures to discourage the use of plastic, and a number of officials vowed to consider similar ordinances if the state didn't take action. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Today, the former heads of two failed financial institutions go before a congressional panel looking into system-wide risks in the system that prompted the financial meltdown and federal intervention. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission hears from the former heads of Lehman Brothers and Wachovia Corporation. Under financial overhaul law enacted this year, federal regulators may now shut down troubled institutions whose collapse could threaten the entire system. That would make it unnecessary to bail out banks once considered too big to fail. The big economic reports today are on manufacturing and construction. After yesterday's release of a better-than-expected number on consumer confidence, today the Institute for Supply Management reports on last month's factory output, and the Commerce Department has the figures on construction. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.